Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Robert Randolph in the Family Band. I now follow him on Twitter, and he's just a diehard Knicks guy. I was hoping I was going to get music. You know, give me some tunes, Robert. And I still thoroughly enjoy the NBA and the way Towns is playing. I pay attention to it. I don't need a breakdown of the Knicks every game.
You get some insight on Carl, on Tibbs, you know, your old buddies.
Yeah. That's fine, but I'd like some music also. All right, Dave alluded to it. We're playing the bumper theme, and it's tied to the Star Tribune story, the boom of car washes. Boom! Closed circuit PA. Boom! That's a great way to start the game. He nailed it. It
works out well.
He nailed it with that one. Now, car washes are enormous in our family. Why, Dave Harrigan, are car washes enormous in our family?
You own 85 cars, and Q loves the car wash.
The last one is correct. I do not own 85 cars.
And you keep them all outside just so they get dirty.
Yes, yes. My boy, number three, loves car washes. So, we are monthly members of, wait for it, Mr. Car Wash.
Mr. Car Wash.
Can you have a better name than Mr. Car Wash? I've got only one that is equal, Mrs. Car Wash.
Okay, I thought I was going to have to excoriate you there for a lot of sexism, but that's fine.
Yeah, why is it? Oh, look who's here. Look who's here. He's here, but he can't join us at 2:30.
That's fine.
Because the armory is, I don't know what, 100 yards from here?
Maybe 200.
Maybe. Maybe. And he's got another apartment over by the armory, too.
Yeah. In the armory, yeah. Actually.
Why is it Mr. Car Wash and not Mrs. Car Wash?
Perhaps they were worried about the sexism of, oh, the woman's got to clean your car. That's how it is.
Honestly, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Where,
or it's a chauvinist thing.
Where is your car wash? And are you fascinated by car washes like Quentin Robert Hartman? Or are you bored by it and you don't get why we are seeing a car wash everywhere? Because now, I mean, I know gas stations have had them.
Wait, what?
It's almost like now, if you're a gas station and you don't have a car wash, you're not allowed to talk to the other cool kid car washes.
Don't bother.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not even going to get my gas. I've run out of gas. I need to get to a meeting, but wait a second. I'm a block from you. I see that you don't have a car wash. I'll walk another mile. They're everywhere. You have the standard, a gas station car wash where, you know, you're outside, you're putting the gas in there, and there's Maria Menounos or whatever her name is, or Mario Lopez or Peyton Manning, or I don't know who it is. Breaking down 47 things before I can just, here's my card, here's my choice, and let me pump the damn gas, when it's 400 below. I don't need a quiz. I don't need a news update. I don't need a breakdown of what's happening. Just, and by the way, don't even ask me if I want a car wash when it's 400 below. Let's have the temperature adjust.
When the car wash is closed anyway?
Yes. So then you go around, maybe you say yes to the gas station car wash, you pay, I don't know, $8, $9, $12, whatever it might be, $5. And then you go there, what do? Punch in the code. Beep, 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 beep. And then it's a more simple one. Mm-hmm. Most of the gas station car washes are fairly simple,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes you just pay right at the machine at the wash. You don't
That's
even
correct.
Need the gas.
You have that option.
That's
also
how I rule.
You have that option. Then you have a little higher end ones, a little, where they're on their own. Then you get to pretty nice ones, because I would view Mr. Car Wash as a pretty nice one. Mainly one where You stay in the, as my friends down south would say, the vehicle. You stay in the vehicle. Now, the one, Edina / Bloomington, cross-section of 100-494, you can get out of your vehicle there for the Mr. Car Wash.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe even the Hopkins one, too. And then you got the la-di-da ones, where you get out and you can watch your car.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice.
Q loves it. Now, the prices are soaring at those car washes.
Yes, they are.
My God. They're like $30 or something.
Well, and there's like five different tiers of, I should say about 10 different tiers of washes. You can get the five that are just the exterior.
That's exactly.
And
right.
Then the five that also include the interior.
Yes, you've nailed it.
I know this very well because when my wife got a newer vehicle year and a half ago for Christmas last year.
Oh,
so two Christmases.
Sounds like it was
ago,
like a Lexus commercial, you know. Yeah. Lindsay walked outside. You had the big bow tie for the what?
No.
Mercedes?
She got the vehicle in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
But she really wanted to work hard at keeping this thing nice and clean.
Mm.
So for Christmas, I got her like a book of, you know, coupons for, you know, free wash.
What a shock. That was your gift for your wife.
It was
a
paid
book of
for
coupons.
Like eight washes or whatever it was. And so she had to do go up, tear one off.
Coupon.
Beep. And then she drives right in and they
you're
take
right,
care
though.
Of her.
You're right. There's some of them. Where you go, you come around the corner, and there's like 25 choices of what kind of wash you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them, like the one we used to go to in America's Greatest City, on the planet's greatest city, in Golden Valley off Louisiana Avenue, where I once was confronted by someone, and my boy Jay Ettinger got in a screaming match with the guy. Jay needs to remind me all that story. It was a while ago, but it was very funny. Well, then they have to wait outside. They're waiting outside, and then they say, what air freshener do you want? But then you got a window by window by window, and you're seeing it all break down?
Mm-hmm. I'm convinced the one near us, which we visited just last week, me and one of the girls to wash Lindsay's vehicle for her, they've got the most brilliant business move I've ever seen. You go inside, and you watch the car go through, and it's great. They also serve you free popcorn.
Oh.
Which is perfect for when you bring a child and they can't finish the bag of free popcorn. So you let them take it to the car. Then they spill it all over the car.
Great.
And then you have to go back for another vacuum out the next day.
That's better than the iPhone.
It's genius.
That is
genius.
That is a brilliant idea. That is such a good idea. Okay, I have more car wash observations. I want you to text me. Do you have your favorite car wash? Do you love the car wash experience? I don't think you record it. Like Q does. Q, I think on the iPad, we may have 747,542 car washes recorded.
Well, you got the multicolored soaps. You got to record that.
I mean, and occasionally he'll ask me to go, well, let's pass this time. And he reluctantly agrees. And then I say, why am I telling him no? And then I say, well, just go ahead.
Come on.
Go ahead. Where's your car wash? What do you think of phenomenon? Or are you in the group? Who cares about the car wash? I don't participate in any way. Car wash mania. That's what we're dealing with right now. 651-461-9226. Among the texts on the car wash topic, by the way, DeRusha, I browbeat him into it. Now he's back. He's back at 207. Bill Guerin, who was going to blow us off also. He forgot that he had a flight schedule, so we had to move him. He's at 235. So plenty of good stuff still coming your way. Hauser in the last 45 minutes, all on the Supreme Court and what's going on with the White House. Big among your texts at 651-461-9226. Big car wash, dead to me. Can't beat the hand wash when the weather turns to get all the winter grime out. The nooks and crannies with the tunes pumping and cold beer not far away. My favorite car wash is a bucket full of water and soap, my garden hose, and car parked in the driveway. I go to the car wash that can conveniently launder my money.
Very good.
Very good. I think I know that one. Waterworks in Golden Valley, that's the name of it, just off 384 in Louisiana. Expensive. And fancy. Yes, it is.
Somebody asking if Quinny washes the car washes back on his iPad. Yes. He loves it. He really, really does. There's a lot of things he likes. The stimuli, just what it does for him, like escalators, elevators, many things. I love the Mr. Car Wash Brooklyn Park by Fleet Farm. On Tuesdays, you get a half-press car wash, and the veterans know which ones still have enough pressure to clean your car because most of the spray nozzles are so close down you can't even get a any bird turd off your car. That's a problem.
Yeah, you want more pressure for that.
I like, though, if you're a veteran car wash guy and you know where to go. Well, that's the point we've discussed here, I think, also with the Am I Wrong Committee. The fact that certain gas stations charge you for air,
yes,
is criminal.
It is.
It is criminal. They should walk in and address anyone who works there and says, we're giving you day warning. If you're still working here when you're charging 75 cents, $1.50, whatever it might be, unlimited time for air, you're complicit also.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to the sneezer.
I would say the House GOP right now should authorize the State Patrol to start rounding those
yes.
folks up.
Yes. God, I forgot to ask that part to Hauser, didn't I?
That's a shame.
How many people have the Republicans rounded up in the back of a vehicle?
Speaking of the driveway wash, though, what a great opportunity for something to do for your kids in the summer.
Yes.
Hey, kids, go wash the car because they get a job done. It's helpful to you, and they love it. And who cares how long it takes?
Yeah. Set up. Well, I guess what you could do is you could go from house to house, knock on the door, or if they're in, let's say, the neighborhood, set it up, just have buckets of suds right in the driveway. Have maybe even like a lemonade stand right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You knock on the door, $5, I'll wash your car. Also, you know, you got some sort of vacuuming device from inside the hose. Hopefully it's not the conventional vacuum. That's a bit problematic in the vehicle.
You can make that work.
You know, have some sort of Dyson situation.
A little hand vac thing.
You know, the hand vac. Probably not the Dyson because the Dyson, maybe the low price is $5,000. The Dyson products, they're great. They are not inexpensive. You know, set it up right there. That's a great way to make money. Make some dough. Have the car wash situation right there. Do we have enough, Dave, do you think, summer outside car washes?
No, we don't. And that's got to be just a casualty of this being such a cold weather environment for 6 months out of the year. They're worthless, right?
That's it. That's the problem. Maybe the place where the Western White House is located, there's a number.
Oh, yeah.
Of outside car washes. Q loves that one even more. But yeah, it's tough to go to your entrepreneurs are going to back you and say, I got this car wash idea. They're like, great. Car wash is so popular. Let's do it. Yeah, it's an outside one.
Here's the thing.
Okay. So in other words, knowing how crappy April and May are, June to October 1st, our car wash is going to work. What is it the rest of the time? Oh, nothing.
It's there.
It's there.
Pipes might burst.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to get employees. And, you know, occasionally we're hoping for the really high teenage kids who are to come over and think this is kind of funny. Sean has called in. He wants to chime in on car wash mania. Go ahead, Sean. You're on CCO.
Hey, Jenny, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for listening. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I decided to call and talk about Mr. Car Wash. That's my monthly go-to as well.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, me too. You know, we've been a member for quite a few years now. The rate's gone up a little bit over the years, but we still stick with them.
They're loyal. They're loyal. You're loyal. How often you go, Sean?
I go every day.
Every day you go to the car wash?
Yep.
Are you?
I'm retired now, so it's part of my routine every morning.
Yeah. Is there potentially a young lady that works there, Sean, that you're paying in particular attention to? Is that part of this?
No. You know, I'm happily married 31 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure, Sean. I want to make sure there's nothing else going on.
But you know, there are a couple of gals that you know that are friendly.
Here we go.
That you wave at, but it's usually the same old grumpy guy that I go to. he has zero expression on his face. Gives you the old command.
You want to have that. Sean, I always appreciate when you call in. Stay safe. 28 past 1. Traffic and weather next on CCO.